Just returned from the salt, salty seas, and it's all for the love of thee. Well, I could have married a king's daughter there, she would have married me, but I have forsaken that crown of gold, and it's all for the love of thee. Oh, hold your tongue, all their former vows, they'll bring us such bitter strife. Oh, hold your tongue, love, of our former vows, 'cause I've since become a wife. Yes, and if you could have married a king's daughter there, I'm sure you're the one to blame. For I am married to a house carpenter, and I'm sure he's a fine young man. Forsake, forsake your house carpenter, and come away with me. I'll show you where the grass grows green on the shores of sunny Italy. Well, if I forsake my house carpenter and go away with thee, what have you got for to maintain me with and to keep me from poverty? Six ships out on the sea, and seven more beyond dry land. 110 of bold sailor men will be under your command. Well, she picked up her babies on her knee and gave them kisses 1, 2, 3, saying, take good care of your daddy while I'm gone, and keep him good company. Then she dressed herself in a fine attire, so glorious to behold. And when she stood out upon the street, well, she shone like the glittering gold. Hey! They had not been out about 2 weeks, I'm sure that it was not three, when darker grew her husband's looks, yes, and stormy grew the sea. The clouds grew dark and the wind grew loud, and down below deck when she spied a glimpse of his cloven foot, well, she wept most bitterly. He said, why are you weeping, my darling dear? Is it for your gold in store? Or are you weeping for your house carpenter, whose face you'll never see anymore? She said, I'm not weeping for my house and home, neither weeping for my fee. Well, I'm not weeping for my house carpenter, I'm weeping for my baby's tree. What are those hills yonder, my love? They look as white as snow. Those are the hills of heaven, my love, that you and I'll never know. What are those hills yonder, my love? They look as dark as night. Those are the hills of hellfire, my love, where you and I will unite. When the gallant ship went up on the deck, strode he, and reaching with his right hand, he struck the mast, and they sunk to the bottom of the sea.